this morning we have a guest joining us by phone from the National Council on Fireworks Safety, Ralph Oppel, with us this morning. Ralph, going to share some information with us today on, well, fireworks safety. This is the first year that here in the state of Iowa, folks can legally purchase and legally use some of the fireworks that have not been allowed here in the state for a very long time. Ralph, good morning. Thanks for your time.
Good morning. It's my pleasure.
These are important things. We hear all the time stories. We've heard stories here in Iowa, even when they weren't technically legal to use here, that, you know, folks were getting some, having some issues, having to make some unexpected trips to the emergency rooms.
Yes.
And it's unfortunately quite common. What are some of the things that we can do to avoid some of those? Are there things that we should look for when they're purchasing some of these fireworks?
Well, the first thing, when you're going to purchase a firework, make sure you purchase it from a licensed retailer. And I don't know the specific rules in Iowa, but a tent or a stand or even a store, but not out of the back of somebody's car, not out of somebody's garage, a licensed retailer.
Just kind of obey the rules, basically.
Exactly right.
Okay. Well, when folks pick up some of these things, there's such a wide range of different types of items. I mean, you could get dizzy trying to read all the labels in some of those fireworks stands and figuring out what is what. What kind of things should folks be aware of when they're picking out what they might want to use? Does it depend on who's going to use them, who will be around, where you'll be, where you're located, all those kinds of things?
All those kinds of things. One of the things that I like to tell people when they're talking about firework safety is when you're going to have your party, your backyard get-together, choose a person or a few people that are going to be your designated shooters. And those people, it's their responsibility to actually look at all the fireworks that have been purchased, read the labels, read the cautionary statements, so they know what that individual firework is going to do before you light it and shoot it. Then not only will they know the right spot in the yard to set up their display with the crowd back far enough, but they'll know enough to start off with the ones that make small displays and work their way up. And so it becomes very enjoyable, and because they've read the labels, they'll know exactly what to do with each firework, so it's safe for both the shooter and the audience.
I think we all agree that it's probably the adults that should be handling these things, but by golly, the kids get so excited, and there might be teenage or younger children that might want to get in on that too. Probably not a good idea.
Well, for me, I look at it as the same way as if you're teaching your son or daughter to mow the lawn the first time or use an edger for the first time. They have to know what to do and what not to do. So if I'm a designated shooter for my backyard display, first of all, I'm not going to let any child use a standard firework. If it's a novelty item, snappers, maybe sparklers, but the child needs to know what the safety points are before they ever use it, even if it's a young adult. With sparklers, we see a lot of kids getting burned because they do burn hot. And what happens is the parent says, okay, here, have the sparkler. They light the sparkler, and they just let the child do what they want. If the child keeps their arm out away from their body, and once the sparkler is finished, if you have a bucket of water or a bucket of sand to put those sparklers in instead of dropping them on the ground, then nobody gets their finger burnt, nobody gets their foot burnt.
Nobody gets their house burned down.
Nobody gets their house burned down.
Things like that, too. Yeah, so many things happen later on that you don't think about. And then, you know, there are other issues, too, we're going to talk about here in just a bit. But are there certain general safety precautions folks should take when using just any type of firework?
Yes, we actually have a list of safety tips on our website. For me, the most important is the person that's in charge of the fireworks in the backyard is the designated shooter. Anybody that's going to actually light the fireworks should have eye protection, whether that's safety glasses, safety goggles, something to protect their eyes. Because even if a spark doesn't come up, you still have ashes and other material in the air that you want to keep out of your eye. The other is, you know your fireworks. Know what they're going to do when you light them. If you light it and it doesn't work exactly right, don't go back and try to relight it. Let it sit there maybe about 20 minutes. Take your bucket of water over there and let that firework soak in the bucket of water because the fuses on the inside of the fireworks are different than the lead firework that you light to start it off. So never try to relight one that hasn't worked properly.
Yeah, we hear a lot of stories about that. Can I ask you other statistics there? Who's actually the one that usually gets hurt when there are accidents? Is it the person using them or someone just nearby?
I would say the majority of them are the person that's using them. And I read a lot of firework safety reports and accident reports, and it's kind of shocking how many have alcohol related to the injury. The firework is not used the way it was intended to be used, and somebody gets hurt.
And that was the next issue I wanted to bring up, because when you get folks together for parties, usually there might be some alcohol involved, and I assume that's probably got to be a contributing factor in a fair number of these accidents.
It is. And when you read some of the reports, you think, all right, no one would typically handle a firework the way it was handled. But when there's alcohol involved, you're not necessarily thinking about safety. You're not necessarily thinking about even other people's safety. And so that's why I say that if you're going to have a designated shooter, they'll shoot the show, then they can join the party, you know, and have an adult beverage if they want to. But take responsibility for the fireworks and make sure that they're used properly.
Is it safe to say that a lot of times you talk about reading the precautionary labels, those types of things, and following all of those guidelines? Is it safe to say that maybe sometimes we should go a little bit further on the safety side than that? Because we don't even know sometimes exactly how these things are made. And we've heard all kinds of stories about where they're put together. And, you know, sometimes the quality control might be a little bit different depending upon where. You want to err on the side of safety.
Fireworks are safer than they've ever been, and the quality of fireworks is better than it's ever been. The majority of fireworks are made in China, but I know that the industry hires a third-party testing company to go and take samples out of every single batch that's made and test them and make sure that they're working properly. And if you read just very general safety precautions, you know, do not hold in hand. Only light one firework at a time. Put it on a flat, smooth surface. If those things are done, that takes a lot of risk out of using fireworks.
Absolutely. Well, and something else we probably should throw in here, too, would be the pets. You know, you talked about, like, for example, even something as simple as sparklers, just throwing them down on the grass in the backyard. Well, a pet might happen upon those. There are all kinds of issues with pets on the 4th of July.
Yeah, and we've had a dog in our family, and what we do is, since we know that even if we're not going to use fireworks and our neighbors may be using fireworks, we keep our pet inside. Our dog loved to be crated. That's where she felt most comfortable. So we would crate her, make sure she had, you know, water. And I know that some dogs have I forget what the blanket's called, but it's like a security blanket that you can put on a dog. Any way to make them calm is the best thing to do before you ever start your show.
Very good. So just follow some simple rules.
Yeah.
Take care and make sure everybody is safe and everybody gets home safe that day.
Yep.
And, of course, there are also some great fireworks displays put on by professional pyrotechnicians that are way better than anything you can do in your backyard. So go out and enjoy those, too.
I wanted to mention one other thing, if I could, Jim.
You bet.
And that is that there are people out there that believe that M80s and quarter sticks and cherry bombs are a big firecracker or fireworks. They are not. They're illegal explosives. They're very, very dangerous. They are not made with any kind of quality control or safety testing. They're made in somebody's basement, in somebody's shed, you know, in somebody's garage. And if you have one and light it, you have no idea whether it's going to go off in 1 second or 9 seconds. And the way I like to describe it is, if you have a regular firecracker, that's a DOT-approved firecracker. It has about the amount of powder as a regular aspirin. So, of course, some aspirins have twice as much as that, but a 50-milligram aspirin is about what it has in there. An M80 has about 1,000 times more powder in there. They're very, very powerful, and people can get gravely injured by using them. But, I mean, they've been outlawed since, I think, 1968, but people still make them in their backyard, in their basement, and people still buy them.
Well, we have a lot of these issues that are coming up here this year because, for the first time, largely, because of the fireworks being sold legally and used legally here in the state of Iowa. So we could give you lots of examples of accidents and tragedies that have happened, but let's just ask that you do it safely here this year and avoid all of those things.
Yes.
Excellent. Ralph, thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it. And if folks would like to know any more details, can they just visit the website?
Absolutely. www.fireworks.org.
Excellent. Ralph Oppel from the Council, the National Council on Fireworks Safety. Be safe out there this year. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Jim.